In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello and welcome to this edition of IRIN in English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Iranians have staged mass rallies across the country to mark the 34th anniversary of the victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution that put an end to the monarchy of the US-backed Pahlavi regime in the country. People in the capital Tehran started to take to streets on Sunday morning to reaffirm their allegiance to the ideals of the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. The Iranian nation also asserted the importance to obey the guidelines of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, for continuing the path of the Islamic Revolution and countering plots by enemies, particularly the U.S.
Iran celebrates 34th anniversary of Islamic Revolution. Iranians staged mass rallies across the country to mark the 34th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. People in the capital Tehran and many other cities and towns started to take to streets on Sunday morning to reaffirm their allegiance to the ideals of their Islamic Revolution.
I can reflect you. Imagine, it's one of the best things I've ever seen. All the Iranians were there, and it has a beautiful view. It was the most beautiful view I've ever seen. I can reflect them. I want to show you. It was great.
Under whatever economic conditions, and even if they have to go without staple foods, our people will never let go of the values of their revolution and their leader.
At the end of the mass rallies across the country, Iranians issued a statement and also reaffirmed their allegiance to the ideals of the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini and Ayatollah Khamenei. The statement condemned the illegal unilateral sanctions imposed on Iran by the U.S.-led Arab powers and called on the Iranian officials to adopt a resistant economy to thwart enemies' evil plots. It pointed to the Islamic establishment's scientific progress and achievements despite the sanctions and threats, and reaffirmed the Iranian nation's support for the country's inalienable right to use nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. The statement said the P5+1 should respect Iran's rights and avoid to adopt meddlesome approaches and politically motivated and non-technical objectives in the country's nuclear issue. The Iranian nation also censured the interference of foreign powers in the affairs of the countries, which had succeeded in shaking off the yoke of dictators supported by Arab powers, and urged vigilance against plots which aim to derail the Islamic awakening. They also called on international organizations and bodies to adopt an immediate and firm stance against governments which are supporting terrorism and also against agents behind the massacre of innocent people. The statement pointed out that the Iranian nation still considered the United States as its main enemy, adding that a U.S. offer of talks with Iran under threat and pressure is Washington's trump card to make up for the failures of the White House and the region. It further urged the U.S. to prove its goodwill and adopt practical measures, stressing that any negotiation held before these conditions would be against Iran's national interests. The Iranian nation toppled the U.S.-backed Pahlavi regime 34 years ago, ending 2,500 years of monarchy in the country. The Islamic Revolution, under the guidance of the late Imam Khomeini, established a new political system based on Islamic values and democracy. Iran's president has stressed the independence of the Islamic Republic, saying the Iranian nation will not retreat one iota from its rights. Addressing a huge crowd in Tehran's Azadi Square on its 34th triumph anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said, "Today no power can make the slightest imposition against the Iranian nation, and this nation will not retreat one iota from its basic rights." Ahmadinejad added that enemies are making every effort to prevent the progress of the Iranian nation by mounting pressures, but they have not succeeded. He pointed to the ongoing revolutions in the region and asserted that Islamic Revolution has no geographical or ethical border and it will not stop. President Ahmadinejad added that the rallies are held each year more glorious than the previous year because the Iranian nation is a great nation which will never be disappointed by problems. Meanwhile, President Ahmadinejad said the Islamic Republic is ready to have talks with the United States, but only based on justice and respect, not on pressure and imposition. Ahmadinejad also underlined that although the enemies of the Iranian nation are not happy about Tehran's scientific progress, they should know that Iran is now a nuclear country.
The improvement in remarks made by the U.S. government and their way of talking is necessary, but it is not enough. First, you should pull away the gun from the head of the Iranian nation, and then talks can be held. Dialogue should be based on justice and respect, not on pressure and imposition. The best way forward for you and us is interaction and cooperation. This is better for you. Everyone would benefit from cooperation.
Meanwhile, the Speaker of Iran's Majlis, or the Parliament, Ali Larijani, and the country's judiciary chief, Ayatollah Sadegham Ali Larijani, as well as the head of the Expediency Council, Ayatollah Rafsanjani, commented on the triumph anniversary of Iran's Islamic Revolution in 1979.
The wholeheartedly presence of the great Iranian nation once again proved that all the political and economic pressures have had no effect on the nation.
With this massive and great move, the Iranian nation have sent a special message to world arrogant powers, saying we are still standing and the allegiance between the nation and the leadership is stronger than ever and is permanent. God willing, with this great move, the nation will overcome all mischiefs and pressures and will conquer peaks of glory.
Despite all propaganda, the Iranian nation will never give up their revolution.
Meanwhile, millions of Iranians in other cities and towns across the country poured into the streets to mark the 34th anniversary of the victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. These are some footages from the northeastern province of Iran, Khorasan Razavi. The people of the holy city of Qom took to the streets to celebrate the 34th triumph anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Similar rallies were held in the southern province of Fars. As you can see, people taking to the streets all over the Islamic Iran. People in eastern Azerbaijan province also took to the streets to renew their allegiance with the ideals of the Islamic Revolution. In Kerman province, people holding placards renewed their allegiance with the leader of the Islamic Revolution and the ideals of the Islamic Revolution. In the southern Iranian province of Khuzestan, as you can see, there were massive turnouts of people. In the southeastern province of Sistan and Balochistan, people held banners reading, "Down with the U.S., down with the Zionist regime." The brave people of the Khorasan province also took to the streets, holding placards and renewing their allegiance with the ideals of the Islamic Revolution. Similar rallies were held in Semnan province. People also took to the streets on the 22nd day of Bahman to celebrate the triumph anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Lorestan province. In the central province of Yazd, people held similar rallies. In the northern province of Mazandaran, people took to the streets, waving Iranian banners. And the central province of Isfahan, people held similar rallies in the historic Isfahan Square. Now, my colleague Salim Mohajeri, northwestern province of Ardabil, filed a report about the 24th anniversary of the victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran.
34 years ago, millions of people poured into the streets across Iran to show their anger and dissatisfaction of the Pahlavi regime. The mass demonstrations started in October 1977 and intensified in January. The nation continued their demonstrations and rallies in various Iranian cities. As the uprising continued in Iran, the Shah, his family, and close associates fled the country in January 1979. 2 weeks later, the nation was more united than any time before, and with their revolution, Iran's history changed forever. February 1st was the day when the great leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, returned to Iran after years of struggle and exile to establish a new governing system based on Islam. Only 10 days later, on February 11, Iran's Islamic Revolution triumphed.
And today, to commemorate that great day, the people of Ardabil province, along with the other people from across Iran, are taking part in the rallies of Bahman 22nd to renew their support for the Islamic Revolution.
We want to say that the United States cannot do anything and that the more sanctions it imposes on us, the more our people would come to sing.
This unity and great rally across Iran is a resolute response to those arrogant powers that have targeted the Islamic Revolution.
As you know, today is the anniversary of the triumph of the Islamic Revolution, and every year we celebrate this day by coming here to say that despite the threats and sanctions against Iranians are in the scene of action to support their country and leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
امروز اینجا اومدیم که برمی کنم بگیم که هیچ کاری نمیتونه بکنه.
پیام است این راه ما.
The main message of this rally is that we do whatever our leader tell us and we are his soldiers and the blood in our veins is a gift for our leader.
My message to the Muslims around the world, especially to the Arab countries, is that Islamic Revolution of Iran has achieved a lot in the past 34 years.
By coming here, we want to show that we will continue the way that our martyrs believed in.
At the end of the rally, a resolution was issued in which the people renewed their allegiance to the ideals of the late Imam Khomeini and the current leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Salim Mohajeri, reporting for IRINN from Ardabil in northwest of Iran.
And before wrapping up, the 31st edition of Iran's Fajr International Film Festival has announced award nominees of Iranian cinema section in various categories. The festival, which is Iran's most important event in the motion pictures industry, wrapped up on Sunday night. Some 110 films selected from 383 movies submitted by filmmakers of 71 countries took part in the international section of the event. The five foreign jurors from Japan, Uruguay, India, Tunisia, and Bangladesh were among the international section's jury members. The 2013 Thatch Film Festival also hosted representatives of 75 companies, including film distributors and buyers from Azerbaijan, Lebanon, Germany, Australia, Canada, Qatar, Turkey, and several other countries at this year's Thatch Film Market. Supervised by Iran's Ministry of Culture, the annual festival is comprised of two competitive sections as well as two non-competitive categories. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of IRI and in English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye now.